Well, as I said, it's so good to be here with all of you. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful evening. I'm really looking forward to it. And as I mentioned, this service is designed for the busy, the not so silent, and the curious. Please, we want you to feel at home. That's important to us here.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
And we know that the sounds of children are not a distraction. They just make us feel comfortable. Molly, I thought I heard you. How are you?
It's Christmas, and I wanted to celebrate with my neighbors and my friends. Hi, everybody. It's so good to see you. It's nice to be here. They usually keep me in the garage.
Well, you mean the really cool building across the street where we do puppets every single month on the first Saturday, and we have all sorts of great events with the neighborhood, right?
Yeah. What else would I mean?
Well, if you didn't know about the place across the street, it sounds like we keep you with the lawnmower and the garden tools.
Oh, no. I've got a shelf with a view and some really awesome roommates.
Hey, have you been to a Christmas Eve service before, Molly?
Not since when I was really little. Mm. It looks really pretty here. I love the flowers, the tree, the candles. They really class up the joint. Those are some really pretty candles.
Oh, those candles aren't just to look pretty. That's our Advent wreath.
You say that like everyone is supposed to know what that means. What's an Advent wreath?
That's a great point, Molly. You know, I have a friend that could probably answer that question for you. Hang on. We were handing out candles. I hope he didn't get handed out to someone.
Like anyone could handle this candle.
There you are, Flicker. Oh, I'm glad that you're here. Hey, my friend Molly had some questions about the Advent wreath.
It is nice to meet you, Molly. I would be happy to enlighten you. what were you wondering?
Thanks, Flicker. Well, Pastor Brad said that the candles weren't just here to look pretty, so what are they there for?
Well, first, let me say that whatever we do, we always look pretty. It doesn't have to be either or, Pastor Brad.
I'm sorry.
We live in a both and world. But yes, candles in church, especially on Christmas Eve, are more than just a pretty flame. We are here to help get everyone ready.
Yeah, in fact, Molly, have you ever been really excited to have company come over?
Yes. I usually sit by the front window and say, "Are they here yet? Are they here yet?" Then I ask, "When will they get here?" Like 947 times.
Sounds about right.
And then my mom says, "They'll be here in 2 hours." And I'm like, "How long is 2 hours?" Then she tries to explain it to me, but it just feels like forever.
Well, Molly, Christmas is about someone special arriving. It's about God sending Jesus to be with us. And when we get ready for Christmas, we all want to know how long it will be until Jesus arrives.
And that is where candles come in.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 candles on the wreath. And every Sunday, we get closer to Christmas, we light a new candle. It started with only 1 candle, and then 2, and then 3.
And now, all 4 are lit. As we've gotten to Christmas Eve, each candle also reminds us about what Christmas is about. 1 candle is for hope, 1 candle is for peace, 1 candle is for love, 1 candle is for joy. And as we light them each week, we remember that Christmas is about those very special things.
So, the more candles that are lit, the closer we are to Christmas.
Yes, that is how we see how close Christmas is.
And they are all lit, so it's time.
Well, almost time.
Hang on. The candle said the more that are lit, the closer we are to Christmas. They're all lit, so it's go time.
Do you want to tell her about the special candle, or may I?
Why don't you, Flicker?
Well, there is one more.
Is that you? Are you the special candle?
I am flattered, but no, I am not the special candle. There is a special candle that will be in the middle of the Advent wreath. It is a candle that represents Jesus.
You see, Molly, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. But unlike Flicker, Jesus didn't actually glow. It was a way of describing how Jesus made the world a brighter place.
Light does a lot of great things. We make people safer, happier, and more comfortable. We reveal things that were hidden. We help people find their way.
Those sound like things Jesus did. So he was like a light.
Yes, and so on Christmas, we celebrate the arrival of the light. In fact, in just a moment, the special candle will come down the aisle, and I'll put it right in the middle of the Advent wreath, telling us that the light of the world has arrived.
Flicker, I never realized how much candles meant on a day like today.
Well, I am glad to help. We are just doing our part to tell the story. Speaking of, Pastor Brad, isn't it time to hear a little bit of the story?
It sure is. Miss Jenny, would you read for us?
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The power of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. So Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Hi, Molly. Pastor Brad told me you were here tonight.
Yes, I am just loving the music.
I know. I love how the songs we sing tell the story from the Bible. And don't the candles look pretty?
They aren't just pretty. They remind us of hope, peace, love, and joy. And that big one in the middle, that reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world.
Wow, you know a lot about candles.
I've got a friend you should talk to. He's pretty bright. But right now, I have some new questions. Like, why did these people not get seats with everyone else?
This is our live nativity. It is another way we bring the Christmas story to life. It helps us remember the Christmas story.
Why do we need to remember the story?
You know, I have a friend that could probably help answer this question for us.
Pastor Brad introduced me to a candle to talk about light earlier. So, to talk about the nativity, I'm guessing a sheep or a camel this time?
Well, you know, the sheep don't actually do anything in the story. And the cat. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Hello. Well, let me tell you, and the camels don't show up either. I've got to get a better publicist.
A donkey!
Not just any donkey, Molly. This is my friend Dwayne.
Oh, it is nice to meet you. Miss Jenny, would you mind and let me tell the folks here to go back to their seat? It's a little bit crowded up here.
Thank you all so much for helping us remember the story.
Thank you. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, yeah, that's the question I had. Why do we need to remember the story, and what if I already remember it? I mean, it's not that hard to remember. Mary had a baby, he was born in a manger, and then shepherds came to visit.
Well, I'm glad you know the story so well, Molly. We share the story every year because, well, not everyone knows it. And even those of us who do remember the details need to be reminded of what it all means.
It all means something?
It all can mean something if we take a moment to think about it. Like Mary having a baby, God chose to send Jesus to be with us. That means a lot. God looked at our world and decided we were worth something so special.
And being born in a manger isn't just a plot twist. Though Mary sure didn't see it coming, being born in a manger reminds us that God's love can be found anywhere. That regular, ordinary places like our lives can receive all that God gives us.
Like hope, peace, love, and joy, they can be everywhere in our lives.
Yes, and how about those shepherds you remembered? What do you know about them?
They were out in the fields watching their sheep, and then the angels told them to go see baby Jesus.
That's right.
But what does that mean? Did I forget something? I don't know that much about ordinary people, what it could mean to ordinary people.
Well, that's what's so amazing about them. They were regular people, just like you and me. Well, I mean like you and Miss Jenny. In fact, they were the last people who actually got invited to go to anything.
Because they smelled like animals?
Well, hey, now, let's not get judgy.
They were not usually invited to be a part of those things because they were out with their sheep. But in the Christmas story, it is meaningful that every person is important, not just people that think they are important.
And Molly, the parts you mentioned are really big pieces. But the little parts of the story have meaning, too. Like, throughout the story, the first thing that angels always say is, "Do not be afraid." They say it to Joseph, they say it to Mary, and they say it to the shepherds.
What does that mean besides no one expected an angel to show up and maybe they were a bit jumpy?
Well, to me, it is a message that God wants everyone to know. When life gets hard, when we worry, when we have big questions, that's what the people into the story were dealing with when the angel showed up. And the message that God sent to us was, "Do not be afraid."
Dwayne, that's a part of the story I didn't really catch this year. Molly, that's another reason hearing the story read, singing the story in songs, and watching the story retold are so meaningful. Every time, you must discover something new that was there the whole time.
So every time Christmas happens, we can find new meaning. I can't wait to discover something new.
Well, we still have some very special moments to come. I'm sure you will find even more to appreciate.
Pastor Brad, I have really gotten a lot out of today's service.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, Molly. It sure was nice to get to talk with Flicker about how the candles remind us that Jesus is the light of the world.
And it was wonderful to find new meaning in Christmas story with Dwayne, mm-hmm. how every person, animal, and place in the story tells us something about God and God's love.
That's really wonderful. I always hope everyone who comes has a moment where they feel something meaningful or learn something new that connects them even more to the Christmas story.
I'm really sorry, but I do have another question.
Oh, I love that you have questions. None of us have this all figured out, and talking about it helps all of us grow. Questions mean that we're still looking for more. Questions mean that we're curious and that we're lifelong learners. I have questions all the time. Sometimes I would even describe my feelings and questions as maybe doubt or uncertainty, and not just about Christmas. I have questions and sometimes wonder about life and God in general.
Wait, you have questions?
Oh, yeah.
You have doubt and uncertainty?
Those two.
I thought you were the pastor. Someone even called you a faith leader. How can you have faith if you have questions and doubts?
Molly, faith doesn't mean we have it all figured out. Faith means we're looking for more and we're exploring something that matters. It means we have as many questions as we have ideas, and it just means that we don't stop looking. I think asking questions is one of the most faithful things we can do. So what were you wondering?
I think it is amazing that God would send Jesus to be just like us, and that God gives us hope, peace, love, and joy. And it seems to me the world needs more of it, that what we find in the story and what the candles mean could make the world brighter and calmer. So how do we do that?
How do we do that? That is the best question, Molly.
Every time I ask a question, you and Miss Ginny have a friend that helps answer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a friend that can help answer this?
Oh, I have a friend that can help us answer this.
I already met a candle
mm-hmm.
and a donkey.
Yep.
Who else do you know?
Well.
Oh, do you know Baby Yoda? Can he answer my question?
Molly, Baby Yoda isn't in our budget, but I do have a friend who can answer your question. It's you.
Me? Mm-hmm. You're suggesting me to answer my question is to ask the person who asked the question? Pastors.
My suggestion is to ask the person who asked the question. You know, when you ask about candles or the Christmas story, there are specific details that we can explain to you. When you want information, it's great to learn from someone else. But this question, how we share what Christmas is all about, there's not one single answer, Molly. Every single one of us has to answer that question for ourselves.
So you have to answer it too?
I do, and so does each one of us here. So let me ask you a question about your question. You said you've been to a Christmas Eve service before?
It's been a long time, but yes, I have.
When you went, did you sing Silent Night by candlelight?
Yes, it was really beautiful. The music and the glow of the candles. Will we get to do that tonight?
Yes, we will in just a few minutes. And I think that part of our service might help you find an answer to your question.
Keep talking.
Okay. Well, you said you wanted the world to have more hope, peace, love, and joy like you're experiencing.
Yes, I think the world would be a brighter place if it did.
And see, it's you saying brighter that makes me think about these candles. When we pass the light around the room, it gets brighter in here.
So we should pass hope, peace, love, and joy around the world. But how?
Well, here's a couple candles, okay? So I'm going to give you one. Oh, here. There you go. And I have one. Now, if I were to stand here and my candle was lit, how would you get light from my candle?
I just tip my candle over and get the light from yours.
Okay, but how did you know where my candle was?
I saw it glowing.
Uh-huh. Say that again.
I saw it Glowing?
Now think about that.
I saw it glowing. Mm-hmm. The best way for other people to find hope, peace, love, and joy is for them to see it in other people. Then they can choose to show it too.
I think you just found your answer. I told you I had a friend who knew.
My answer is that the meaning of Christmas is for us to receive God's love and to share it with the world. I'm so excited to show the world hope, peace, love, and joy so they can have it too. And I'm really excited to sing Silent Night and share the light with everyone here.
You know, another neat thing about when we share the light is that all of the light that'll get passed around this room all comes from that special candle that represents Jesus.
All of our candles will get their light from the Christ candle?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. So every one of us is connected.
We are.
We all can live differently,
mm-hmm.
be unique.
We all are.
And shine in our own way.
I hope we do.
And all be connected through God's love.
God's love. See, that's the source of all of the hope, peace, love, and joy that we share, and it arrives again for the whole world to have. So thank you, Molly, for helping us know your answer as we look for our own. Merry Christmas, Molly.
Merry Christmas, Pastor Brad. Merry Christmas, everyone.